wife is a vet tech, so she brings home the animals that have something wrong with them for us to keep, but I don't know that for weeks until I fall in love with them. And then she's like, you know the dog has two anuses, right? And you're like, ah, I knew there was something weird about that dog. Nobody shits in a pinwheel. God, why didn't I know that? Killing me. And I used to feel bad for her. I had a cat that, like, when you live in New York City, and it's probably the same up here in Boston, is you have pets, but you're a city dweller, so the pet has a really skewed life in terms of what they were, you know, bred to do. My cat lived in a one-room apartment with one window that was on street level and was always blocked because I was not a fan of homeless people looking in my window and going, you have a futon! So, may I sleep on it with you? No. So the cat's never been outside of my apartment. He's never been out in the outside world except once, and that was to get neutered. So in his mind, that is what happens outside this room. And it always struck me whenever I left the apartment, he always looked at me like, don't go. You know, he had that, please, be careful out there. You know what they're after, don't you? You know, and whenever I'd come home, I did always feel like when I'd come home and I'd get in my, you know, get out of my clothes and get ready for bed, the cat would always go like. But our, we have a cat now that's like a half woman. She has a, part of her uterus was removed. But she still has part of it, so she still goes into heat, which is really funny. I don't know if you've ever heard a cat in heat, but they're loud, and it seems ineffective. Like the cat should basically go up to the highest point of the apartment, which is our refrigerator, and sit on it and go. And then kind of look to see if it worked. And you feel bad because you feel like, well, you know, geez, I've been horny. I don't know if I've ever been so horny I thought that would work. But, never thought I'd go into a bar and be like, hey, baby, what's up? The dog is just a whole other, dog just loves getting in the trash. Just loves getting in the trash. Watch your dog's face when you're throwing shit away, when you're clearing the table. It's just a look of incredulity. He can't believe that you're just throwing away gold. What was that, banana peel? Was it? That's why when a dog gets in the trash, they don't just eat it, they lay it out first. Look at me. I am the richest dog in the land. There are coffee grounds, banana peels. Ha 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 ha. So the dog gets in the garbage one night and eats all the garbage, and about 3 a.m. gets, and again, I'm obviously not a veterinarian, but I guess what they would call explosive diarrhea. Like that crazy, like, you know, you're just lying in bed. No. 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 And about 10 minutes later, we hear a sound, very unusual after a dog has explosive diarrhea. It goes something like this. But I swear to you, for a moment, you're relieved. Just, well, at least we don't have to get up. But apparently, and again, not being a veterinarian, eating your own explosive diarrhea doesn't sit well. So about 10 minutes later, we hear... followed immediately by... No! Over and over and over, the first 3 hours, very amusing. And I learned something about my dog that night. My dog has no short-term memory. Literally, the dog is just going, bah! Oh my God, I am so sick. Oh, food. That is why it's very fun. And it's fun to have. And we don't take it too seriously. We get along. And that is the message.